Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mystical Musings Show with Mary Brown. I am that Mary Brown, and I welcome you all today. This is going to be a fun show, I think. Our topic for today is ancestral healing, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. It's something that I've been kind of delving into and finding really fascinating, and there was recently an ancestral healing and ancestral medicine summit held by the Shift Network recently with a lot of great speakers. And I don't know if you guys are into the Shift Network, but you can find that. That is Shift, S-H-I-F-T, and you might be able to find some of those. And you can also look, you know, you can learn about a lot of these things, different facets or different methods of ancestral healing by going to YouTube and looking around. You know, today I'm just going to be talking about why I think that it could be really beneficial to sort of delve into, because what I've learned so far studying it and putting some things into practice have been really beneficial to me, and so I wanted to share it with all of you. And we'll also be taking your calls today, whether you want to talk about your own thoughts, ideas, experiences when it comes to ancestral healing, or whether you'd like to just have a mini reading. We will be getting to that too, looking at the switchboard here. It's lit up like a Christmas tree, and I will certainly try to get to every single person that I can today. So we'll kind of go back and forth. I'll kind of talk a little bit about the topic, then we'll take some calls, and we'll talk a little more about the topic. And also, our featured stone for the month of May, to go along with our topic of ancestral healing, is a stone called Ancestralite. And we will talk about that as well a little bit later. So, first of all, welcome to the Psychic Talk Network. If any of you are first-time listeners, I'm so glad that you found the show and that you're tuning in. And so, what is ancestral healing? What is this whole thing about, and why should we care? Well, let me tell you, it's this idea of healing our lineages, in the sense, healing our relationships, you know, whether that's family relationships. You know, a lot of times when we think of ancestors, you know, I think a lot of people are thinking of, like, maybe within the last, you know, four or five generations, because, you know, the majority of people aren't really aware how far back, you know, their families go. And a lot of times when we look at those recent generations, you know, even though people who have passed on, you know, whether great-grandparents, grandparents, parents, et cetera, everybody doesn't have, like, a terrific relationship with everyone they're related to, right? Let's face it, you know, it happens, right? And so sometimes even after people pass on, we still are carrying that sort of energy, the energy of, like, the relationship we had with them, any traumatic thing, any difficulties, challenges that there may be. And, you know, sometimes we think, okay, well, you know, we'll just, you know, they're gone now, so, you know, I need to let it go. But sometimes it's not always easy to let it go. And I think ancestral healing is one method that can definitely help us to release that, because what I realized, and I've read it, but I guess I didn't really absorb the concept or think it applied to me, right, is that, you know, that those emotional traumas that we can have with past generations or other family members, you know, we can carry that in our bodies, and we can carry it in our bodies in such a way that, you know, it can really, you know, kind of affect, you know, how we feel, how our health is, how we feel emotionally, how we feel mentally, how, our point of view, how we look at things. You know, it informs a lot about us. And sometimes, you know, there's things going on that we don't even realize. So, you know, look, there's a lot right now. This is like kind of a hot topic in the metaphysical community. You know, there's a lot of workshops. There's a lot of books available. There's a lot of lectures. There's a lot of stuff you can pay for to, you know, learn, you know, person-specific method of doing things. But, you know, there's also things that you don't have to pay for that you can kind of like start doing the work on your own. And that's really what I wanted to focus on. Rather than, you know, trying to, you know, sell you on, you know, a specific concept with this, you know, and probably like the easiest place to start is with your own family and with your own DNA. And, you know, some people feel kind of odd about DNA testing. They're worried, oh, you know, the medical people will, you know, Big Pharma will have access to my DNA and, I don't know, clone me or something. I don't know. I don't know what the concerns are. But I can say that, you know, DNA testing is one thing that if you do not know very much about your family, you know, members, you know, that is one way to find out, like, who you're all related to and, like, where people came from and what, you know, what your DNA makeup is, you know, where what countries you're coming from. You know, so that's one thing. That's probably the easiest way to get started if you don't know too much about your family or your ancestry. And, you know, there's various companies and they, you know, are all a little bit different. And you can Google that, find out on your own or talk to friends who have done it. So DNA testing is one way to do it if, like, you know nothing, you know. And there's a lot of people that don't know anything. You know, there's people that are adopted. And so they don't know, you know, they very likely may not know anything about, you know, their biological family members. There's also other ways to approach this, too. You could get into genealogy. You may have somebody in your family, Aunt Bessie, who is always, you know, trimming the family tree. You can always check in with her and kind of, you know, talk to some of the relatives, if you have them, that are into genealogy and find out some of the stories. Find out where you came from. And the thing that's cool about finding out where you came from or where your families came from, and usually, you know, it's going to be multiple places, right? Very few people have, like, always been in one place. And I would argue that nobody has, no family line has, when you think of the out of Africa theory, you know, that we've all, you know, started somewhere. And, you know, but the cool thing is about knowing this stuff is that you could then visit the place or you could learn about the places, because the further back that we go in our ancestry, we're going to encounter ancestors that were very much connected to the land where they lived. And, you know, taking a trip to Ireland or wherever, you know, some of your ancestors are fun and, you know, bringing back a little piece of that dirt or just walking there, smelling the air that, you know, walking the places that your ancestors walk, you know, oddly enough, can be a very healing experience. So, you know, there's DNA testing, there's genealogy, there's visiting the places that our ancestors came from. And, you know, there's a lot of things to do, or even just learning about it, watching travel videos, meditating, you know, on these places and peoples and stuff. But the thing that I think is really helpful to consider is this, that, you know, sure, you know, we may have like challenging, difficult relationships with the ancestors that, you know, we are familiar with, maybe that we knew growing up, you know, grandparents, parents, great grandparents. But, you know, sometimes you know, we don't think further back. And from what I've learned so far is that the further back that you can go to when you look at your lineage, or when you just think of like just going back to the land, the further back you go, the greater chances are that you are going to find ancestors that are truly healed, you know. And those are the ones that we want to develop relationships with, and that we want to try and be in communication with, or that we want to honor. And so how do we do that? How do we honor our ancestors? We could, you know, make a little altar to them. We could set a, you know, plant a tree or set up something outside, you know, a special yard, you know, or make a little bench, someplace where we can go and reflect and connect and share our thoughts and feelings with our ancestors. You don't have to get a response, but the act of just doing it can be a healing experience. The other thing too is that, you know, a lot of us struggle with the idea of, you know, where our ancestors came from or what they endured or what they did. And in this modern time that we're living in, you know, a lot of times we will go back, like, you know, I can share, you know, from my perspective, you know, I dug into a lot of my Polish and Slovak ancestry because that's what I was aware of, you know, all my life. And, you know, there's a lot of painful stuff there in a sense. You know, what happens is, you know, whether we're, it's really hard to go anywhere in the world and not find people that had been oppressed or had suffered traumas or had gone through, you know, terrible circumstances. And sometimes we can hold on to that and we, you know, we feel a sense of, you know, sympathy. We feel sadness, and sometimes it turns into empathy too, where we feel that pain, and we just think like, oh, you know, this is so terrible. And the problem is like sometimes we internalize that without realizing it, and we feel the downtrodden, or we maybe have a chip on our shoulder. It's like, yeah, you know, it's like, well, you know, I'm Polish, and so that's how I look at the world. And you know, that's something that can, you know, it can be a source of identity, sure. You know, a lot of people very heavily identify with their ancestry or with their ethnicity, but at the same time, it's also very limiting because we're not thinking like, guess what? We have ancestors older than those troubled times. We have ancestors way before that. We have ancestors that were living in caves, you know, and these modern problems weren't affecting them, and they didn't have that sense of self that later ancestors developed because of the shared experiences that they had. You know, the modern world, you know, is a place that, you know, we're carrying a lot of scars, and a lot of the scars that we're carrying are, you know, more recent. So I'm saying, like, check into it. Go beyond the First World War, right? Go beyond the Roman Empire. Go back further. You go back further, and you're going to feel more connected to nature because our ancestors were more connected to nature. You may find, you know, more of a sense of peace. And I think that that's really the main reason that I wanted to kind of bring up this topic, is that I think that anything that can increase our sense of inner peace is certainly worth sharing. So check into that. We can talk about it more if anybody wants to, any of the callers want to chat about it a bit as well. And, you know, you got to, the last thing that I would say about it is, like, be open-minded, you know, and, you know, just open to what you find and not internalizing too much of it when you find painful things, because knowledge is power. It's great to acknowledge those things and to have compassion for it, but you don't want it to turn into, like, you know, negative feelings for you. Okay, so with that said, I guess I have like a million calls here. Okay, why don't I just go ahead and, like, start taking some calls? I hate to keep people waiting too long in the online here. So I'm going to go to our first call here. This is area code 212. Area code 212, caller, are you there?
Hi. Mary, right? Mary?
Yes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, and I'm from New York City, or living in New York City. And I was wondering if it would be okay to ask if I can receive any important messages or messages of advice or message that I need to hear.
Sure, absolutely. Was there any particular thing you wanted to me to look at, like any particular topic?
No, unless you want something more specific, I can give that.
Oh, just if you had a burning question, you know, that you wanted an answer to. But if we're just, go ahead.
Well, okay, here's a specific question, actually. The reason why I came on this show today is that I am interested in ancestral healing, and I feel like I am wanting to learn more about it. And I found this practitioner on the internet. She sounds like a fascinating practitioner. Her name is Suzanne Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it would be good for me to get a session with her, because I feel in my family lineage there is some heaviness and burden type energies on a certain side of my family. And my question is I'm wanting to make an appointment with this Suzanne Connolly, and how do you think that is a good choice or not?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pull a couple cards on this, just to look for red flags. But I'm not familiar with the practitioner, so I can't really recommend or not recommend her, and I want to make sure she has a fair shot as anybody else. To, you know, I don't know anything about her work, so I'm not judging her. But let's see how you could benefit from it. How about that? Why don't we look at it that way? Like, what point?
Yeah, yeah.
How will we benefit from that? Okay. All right. So, let's see what comes up here. Wow. Okay. So, I think that, you know, whether it's with this practitioner or somebody else, you know, I don't see any problem with her. But I think that it's going to benefit you in a couple different ways. One, obviously, you know, it's talking about knowledge, you know, expansion of knowledge. You're going to learn more, you know, about this type of healing anyways. But you also may learn a little bit more about yourself in the way that you feel more of a sense of connectedness and being interconnected. So, you know, that idea that you were talking about of, like, you know, I think, you know, one side of my family, you know, there may be some issues or challenges there that may be, you know, affecting things. You know, I can relate to that. I've been there. That's why I got on this path for that. And, you know, that idea of interconnection comes up, that it's like, you know, we can go beyond that. We can understand, like, why that's happening, but we don't really have to get too caught up into why people do the things that they did.
Right.
You know, we can't change what is done, but we have to also realize that, like, it's kind of like there's no bad seed. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And that, you know, that the tree is much more vast and bears so much beautiful and nourishing fruit for our souls, that sometimes the rotten apples that fall on the ground, you know, we focus on that instead, that we don't even get to see, you know, how much abundance is really there for us. So I think that's going to be helpful in that way. And then on a more, like, I guess, like, you know, present kind of issue with this, it seems to be that this is going to benefit you in a way when it comes to, like, being able to, like, speak your own truth and, like, express yourself. You know, I'm not saying you have a problem with that, but I think that it's something
That's an issue.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is going to help, because, you know, it's a thing where, like, sometimes, you know, we carry this generational trauma in ourselves, even in our bodies, in our energy centers, and we don't even realize what it affects. And so there's something about this helping your throat chakra. Like, your throat chakra may be an area where you are carrying some of this, and that kind of is affecting your confidence in speaking up and speaking your truth and freeing up your self-expression.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's very relevant. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be helpful. Okay, I hope that's helpful to you.
No, that is. It's very pertinent. Yeah, thank you so much.
Terrific. All Thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye. Okay, so let's see. Let's see who is next. That was such a cool call. I'm so glad they called in. And it's so cool that it was a question pertaining to the topic, too. All right, so our next call is coming from area code 770. Area code 770, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Sandy. How are you, Mary?
Hi. Good. How are you doing, Sandy? Where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Tampa?
Atlanta.
Oh, Hotlanta, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you want to talk about today? Did you want a mini reading, or did you want to just share your ideas on the topic?
I think I want a mini reading, I know there's something supposed to be going on, that I'm supposed to learn something in May, end of May, first part of June, and I don't know whether it's with my family or my husband's family. Something's supposed to come to light.
Something's coming to light. Okay. Well, let's look at this then. You've got that intuition that this is going on, but you're just not sure which side of the family it's on, his or yours, right?
Right.
So, let's just see what comes up on that. That's an interesting question. You know, what I like to do with that sort of like either or kind of concept in readings is to do what I could, to pull a card for each possibility, right? Kind of see like, what do we see? You know, in doing that, I have to say, it really looks like this is more about your family. And that
okay.
It has to do with some changes going on. And not only that, you know, this idea of, you know, what actions need to be taken. So I feel like what you learn is something that you can actually act upon. And that's good to know, for one thing. And then the other thing that comes up with this is really interesting. It's this concept of it's like finding a puzzle piece in a sense. I don't think you have to search for it, but I feel like there's something about it that like all of a sudden it's like something's going to make sense. And you're going to want to like do something about it in a sense. You know, it doesn't have to be like a big, you know, a big ordeal or anything like that. But it's just saying that, you know, this is connected to the idea of changes. I feel like it might change your perspective on something. It's about finding out this information that is actionable, that you can do something about. And, you know, the last thing that comes up here, it seems to be all about awareness of something, so one thing. But the last thing that comes up here is like a sense of, it's funny, it's a funny word, grace, you know, but I feel like there's something that like we can kind of put something to rest, okay? So
yeah.
It does look like a good thing. For one thing, I feel like it's connected to the women and on your side of the family, or maybe one particular woman. But you know, the other thing that comes up here is interesting. Is just I just pulled a chakra insight card to really see like how does this affect you, and you know the root chakra card comes up, and that is like, you know, where we have a sense of like grounding and centeredness and security. So it looks like this is like healing information to me, you know, but also just that whatever it is that is connected to the female on your side of the family, that maybe what you find out, like, you know, shows like, you know, it's connected to change, but I feel like there's a healing aspect to this. Like something all of a sudden like makes sense about this person or maybe their actions. So yeah, that's kind of fascinating. You'll have to call in and let us know like what the journey was like.
Well, I know what I'm doing is I'm closing my dad's estate out, and everybody treated me horribly at the wake. I mean, horribly. And my brother had been trying to take money and all that other stuff. And it really got intense. I ended up having to get conservatorship. And, you know, he wasn't very nice. And I mean, since back in the 1980s, he's been, you know, that way.
Not very nice. Right. Right. Well, did
I mean,
he have
threatening man,
or
things like that.
Something? Yeah, who's it? But it feels like you've got there's something connected to a female in all of this for some reason.
Yeah, my mom.
Okay, and is your mom passed on too?
Yeah.
Or is she? Okay.
Yeah, she passed on. So, both my parents in the last 2 years.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. That's a lot at once like that.
Well, it was harder dealing with taking care of them and not having the help and being treated. I got turned in 4 times to DHS, and my brother
by relative
was trying to steal money.
Yeah.
And I hear something's supposed to come to light, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's what the cards are saying. Like, there's something that comes up that makes sense of this, I just feel like, you know, you have, like, this it's connected to a female. Like, there's a, maybe your mom, you know, is, like, kind of still an ally for you in this. Maybe something that you find out, or maybe something she put in place. If it's not her, but it's the strong feminine kind of energy that I feel like is, you know, helps, like, you know, with that root chakra, helps us feel like more, you know, ground. You know, root chakra is connected to the sense of like groundedness, security, protection. So like dealing with all this, you know, incoming, you know, from your brother and just all of that stuff and everything that you've been through, it might be that, you know, in the end, you know, you find that like, hey, you know, somebody was on my side after all. But it's got a female energy to it. But thanks so much for calling, you know, and good luck with all of that, you know. And
okay, thank you.
Let the healing begin. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Well, you know, and I think Sandy's call there was a great example of, you know, what I'm talking about with like not everybody's you know, family situation. I know the same with mine, you know, it's like families don't always get along, and you know, there can be a lot of, you know, painful experiences that happen that affect our lives. And, you know, once it's over, you know, in the immediate circumstance, you know, sometimes you know, we still carry that with us. Because it's kind of hard not to, right? Okay, so next up, I'm going to go to our next caller here, and that is area code 310. Area code 310, I think that's the Los Angeles area. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Mary. My name is Susan, and I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
The LBC.
The LBC.
How
woot,
you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. So what did you want to talk about today? Did you want a mini reading, or did you want to share some insight?
Well, I'm in the process of looking for a home, and there was one that came up particularly today that looks like something that I would really like and appreciate. And so I'm just curious if you see me finding the home that I need to find soon.
Right. Okay. So did you want to look at that one particularly that you're going to
look
at?
Well, just whatever the one that is aligning for me. I don't know if you can get a sense of the right kind of house for me.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that idea. So the right kind of house for us. Let me take a look at that and see. Okay, so do we see things coming, lining up for you and finding the house is going to be right? Okay, a little bit of shuffling. All right, so that's kind of interesting. You know, I do feel like it's going to happen for you. I'm not so sure that it's going to be like the next one you look at. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know, there's this thing about like, you know, taking some time and really, really, you know, it's funny, right? You know, being present. Okay. So when you go look at this, Don't look at the house in the sense of like what it can become for you, what it would be like to live there. Don't get too dreamy about it, even though, you know, we like to do that sometimes. But it's saying like really try to, you know, take this sort of cool eye, examine it. Because, you know, it's almost like saying that like instead of talking yourself into things, it's almost like you want to look at it from the point of like, you know, could I talk myself out of it, or is this just really the perfect place? You know.
Okay.
So it's kind of funny. I don't know if that's you know something that you know sometimes like, you know, we want change so much to happen. We want to find the place so much that, you know, if it's got like, you know, 3 out of the 5, you know, important elements, we're like willing to compromise. And I feel like what this is saying is like, you're not really going to have to compromise too much. So don't put it all on the table when you have a really good chance of like within the next 3-4 houses you look at to find something that like really like checks all the boxes for you.
Okay. Yeah, I've already kind of looked at a few. I've looked at a few and kind of came with that framework of, oh, well, I can deal with this. I just have to change this, 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 and this. So I've already done kind of that. And I'm at the point where, no, I really need it to be this, 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 and this. And if it's not like that, then I'm not even interested in any way whatsoever. I actually could have been on a house and it fell through because of the structural issues. So I'm so I've kind
that's
of like.
That's why this stuff is coming up.
Right. Yeah, I've actually been on 2 houses, and one of them I lost it because I got outbid. But it's such a process, and it's heartbreaking when you like something and it doesn't work out. So I'm just kind of hoping that I can find something that will align with the universe letting it happen, because those 2 houses I like just fine. So it's like, what's going on?
right. Well, you know, the other thing that, you know, that's really kind of, you know, I'm kind of contemplating as you're talking about this stuff, you know, is that I just pulled like a final card from the shamanic healing deck just to see what kind of advice would be offered on that kind of question. The card that came up is talking about a reunion of souls. So that's kind of weird. Are you looking in any area where, you know, it's either like familiar to you, or you have people that, you know, used to live there, or that are in the area, or that you know, or that it feels like that sense of like homecoming?
No, I'm moving back home to Oklahoma. That's why you're picking up on that. Moving home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, then that makes sense of it, doesn't it? How weird is that? Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow, that is so cool. Well, good. You know, and I, you know, but look, you know, it's like, to me, that's sort of like a little bit of a signal to you that, like, even just like this is the right idea. You know,
yes, I already have the sense, because when I decided, I went home, and literally when I got there, I just exhaled, like everything, the breath just, and I was, and I just started to weep, because it's like, okay, this is it. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling like I'm going to do it now. It was just so intense.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Wow. Well, I'm so happy for you then. You know, and look, I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
And I think I think most of this is just like kind of confirming, you know, that now you're taking the right approach. And yes, this is the right idea, that this is going to be really good for you. So thanks so much for calling.
Awesome. Thank you.
Call us when you get in place and stuff.
I sure will. Thank you, hon. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, wow. What a cool call was that. Okay, so we are at the bottom of the hour right now. Going to take a little break from taking calls, and then we'll try to get back to it. But I wanted to tell you guys about all the great upcoming shows on the Psychic Talk Network. And another thing, too, about the upcoming shows is that you can easily find them by going to psychictalk.net. /upcoming, and they'll pretty much be listed out there, but not everybody does that. So we like to kind of go over and tell people what to look forward to. And let's see here, I am vamping just a little bit as I pull up the page of upcoming episodes. Okay, and here we go. Rattle, rattle, rattle. All right, so this is terrific. Tomorrow, May 5th, is the Angelic Realms radio show, and there will be doing an open line show with your hosts, Sharona Rapsik, Maria G. Moss, and Dax Carlisle. They'll be taking your calls and giving angel messages and free mini readings. And talk about whatever you want to talk about. Angel Connected there on the Angelic Realm Show. So that's Sunday, May 5th. And then on Monday, May 6th, we have the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with your host, Catherine Hahn. And she's going to be starting a new series of shows entitled Understanding Your Power Within, the Truth of Who You Are. And so that's going to be on Monday at May 6th. And then interesting on Tuesday, it's the Power of Three show with your host, Rose Fullhorst, guest co-host Dax Carlisle as well. And they'll be discussing mediums in the Bible. This is our mediumship show, and they're going to be talking about examples of mediumship in the Bible. And you can call in with your questions, comments, and mini readings as well. So that's Tuesday, May 7th. And then on Wednesday, May 8th, we have a premiere episode. It's going to be very exciting on Psychic Wednesdays. It's going to be host Dax Carlisle, and he's going to be introducing our newest host, Charlotte Kwanberg, who, if you listen to our shows a lot, you may already like be a little bit familiar with Charlotte. You may have seen her in the chat room or heard her calling into the show. She's a lot of fun, and I'm so excited to hear her on the air. This is going to be great. So that's Wednesday, May 8th on Psychic Wednesdays, and they'll be taking your calls and doing free mini readings as well. And then Thursday, superstar Stephanie is Stephanie's Guided Tarot. And that's a very popular show that we have. She invites you to call in with whatever is on your mind. She's going to be doing open lines the whole show. And you can get a free tarot mini reading from her as well. So that's Thursday, May 9th. And then Dex Carlisle, meanwhile, is going to be appearing on Scrolls of the Soul Scrolls of the Soul radio show. Say that three times fast. That's going to be right after Stephanie's Guided Tarot on Thursday. You can tune in to hear him. And that is actually on a different channel. Our former psychic talk hosts, Stu Schumacher and Ann Anula, have decided to launch their own network, and they're having Dax on to talk about how to start your own radio show or podcast, because that's what they just did. So that should be really fun to tune into that as well. Then Friday, May 8th, Soul Realignment Series, What Are Divine Energy Centers, with Dr. Rose Wilkerson, Dr. Dax Carlisle, and Kathy Shogren. Lots of doctors. And this is like a continuing their series of episodes about soul realignment, which is a specific modality that I think Kathy and others practice as well. So that should be pretty interesting. And of course, I'll be back next Saturday for Psychic Saturdays with my lovely co-host Dax Carlisle, and we'll be taking your calls and doing free mini readings as well. All right, so that is all the upcoming shows. And again, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to look at that. All right, so, real quickly, before we go back to calls, because we're quickly running a little bit out of time here, I did want to mention the stone of the month, which is ancestralite. And you might be thinking, what? And, you're not alone if you're thinking, what is that? Because it's fairly new. It is, as its name suggests, an ancestral healing stone. So it goes really well with the topic for today. And, people have been working with it, sitting with it, meditating with it, carrying it around to help clear ancestral lines of trauma and dramas and ingrained emotions that have been passed down for generations. And at the same time, ancestralite is said to preserve the soul learning so that it could be incorporated into the present and future actions. Ancestralite assists with lineage breakages and can be helpful to, cut toxic, cords of energy that are too ingrained to the past. It's really kind of interesting. So they think of it kind of as a thing that sort of cauterizes the etheric body. Like, let's heal up any like of the gaping holes that we may have in our etheric body or our aura. Let's clear the imprint of that karma and its effect on our present body. It's really kind of interesting. Specifically what I thought was interesting about ancestralite, it says that when, a parent feels overly responsible, so if you're like smothering your child, ancestralite is said to be helpful with that, to help I don't need to do that. I can kind of, come back a little bit from that and be more the nurturer energy instead of the smothering energy. Ancestralite is supposed to facilitate accessing and reading our Akashic records. It's a pretty kind of fascinating stone, and you might say like, okay, well, what is this? Well, like many of you are probably aware of, a lot of times when most of the stones, new stones that we hear about that they're, found are usually, they're like specific combinations of stones, other stones that maybe we're more familiar with. Ancestralite was originally found in Brazil, and it's really starting to become pretty popular. It's you know, in the last 2-3 years. It's a pseudomorph of martite. Martite, if you're not familiar, is a variety of hematite that's, you know, it's the pseudomorph is formed under increased oxygen activity, right? So it has a similarity to magnetite in that way. And, you know, which makes it like really, really, really old, okay? Created deep within the earth as a planet was formed, you know, and now it's just, you know, people are finding it, you know, it's moved more up to the surface where, you know, they've kind of hit the level in the Minas region of Brazil and the mines there where a lot of our, you know, amethyst, a lot of our stones come from that area. You know, where they've discovered this interesting pseudomorph of hematite, basically. And, well, martite, which is another form of hematite. But anyways, it's got this really cool kind of look. So it's not like a crystal, you know, it doesn't have that quartzy kind of look to it per se. It's got this sort of sparkly kind of shimmery specks in it, right? So you can see how it kind of, as it pushed to the surface, it kind of blended with other minerals along the way as well. But it's a really fascinating stone. And if you're interested in, you know, working with crystals as you work with ancestral healing, I mean, it's definitely the one to, you know, think of working with for sure. You know, and like I often say, it's not like, you know, an individual type of stone only has like one purpose and that one purpose works for everyone. I think what we find is that, you know, we kind of blend, you know, as the stones get, you know, blend with other minerals as they, you know, push up closer to the surface because of the changes of the earth's core and, you know, things happening underground and stuff and the pressure that builds up and all these other minerals attached to it. You know, when it comes to us and our relationship to a particular stone, I think that we find that we also blend with that stone in unique ways. We're comprised of all kinds of minerals and chemical processes as well. So, you know, I like to give an idea of what people are using the stone for, but at the same time, I'm asking you to just kind of find out yourself. Be open and see what it has to offer to you. See how you connect with it. And, you know, if it doesn't match what somebody else is saying or what's in a book or even what I'm saying right now, that's totally okay. It doesn't matter. Like, what matters is, like, what's happening on your journey. All right. So enough crystal preaching. Let's go back to the calls here. We've got... just like a million people and not a lot of time. So let's see who is next here. We've got area code. Oh, it's a Skype call. That's fun. Let's take a Skype call. Never get Skype calls. Hello, Skype caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay. My name is Terry and I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, New York City. So
yes.
What did you want to talk about? Or did you want a mini reading or what's going on?
Oh, let's see here. Okay. So I had a vision. I'm not sure what it means because I like to get a higher up authority. So in regards to where I was born, okay, I was actually born on Long Island. I lived there up until I was about 20, and then I moved to the city. So I want to go into acting, and I'm not sure where I should say I'm from, if I should say I'm from New York City or Long Island.
Oh, right. Well, where do you feel you're from? Where do you feel most connected to?
Most connected.
Where's the, what's home for you?
It's serene, Long Island.
Long Island. Yeah.
Yes.
Then go with that. You know what it is like, okay, so you're talking about getting into acting, right? And, you know, what's so great about that is this, you know, it's a really, come on, you know, acting, it's all about authenticity. So if it's authentic for you to say, I'm from Long Island, then own it. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, you could be from, you know, Missoula, Montana. It's not going to matter to people where you're from, but what it matters to you is that you, you know, are feeling authentic about who you are, what you're saying about yourself, so that, you know, look, it's about being in the moment, right? So
okay, yeah.
Be in the moment with you of who you are, and then when you take on a role, you're from wherever that person's from. You know what I mean? You create the backstory to the character, you know, but you got to have your home base, you know, that's your center, that's your ground, that you know all about you, so that then you have the freedom of expression to get into other characters who have a totally different backstory and understand that authenticity that you feel about you is really going to help you to create these, you know, really authentic characters.
Oh, okay. So that's what it means. Because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Because when I say I'm from New York City, I just get a lot of hang-oners. But when I say Long Island, I don't get that at all.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? You know, it's okay, because it's like, it's not about that, you know. It's about you. And really,
okay.
Like, you know where you're coming from. That's like, you want to start from that really, like, authentic me. I know who I am, and I'm ready to play, you know.
Yes. Okay, so that's where, I'm sorry,
yeah.
That.
No, I was just going to say, I hope that's helpful to you.
It is. Because I just didn't know what it meant. So that's what it means.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that's all about.
Okay, feel comfortable. Okay.
Yeah.
I will be.
You're
going to
be
that.
Great.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
Well,
okay,
thank you.
2 years that I plan on going out to California.
Well, you know, I think you're going to do terrific. I think you're going to really love it. And, you know, definitely call us back and let us know how it's going.
I will. Oh, yes, I will. Definitely.
Terrific.
I will not forget about
Thanks
you
Thanks for
guys.
Calling.
Okay, awesome.
All
Thank
right.
you. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. What a cool call was that. And I do have time for one more caller here. And let's see, we have area code. Is this 201? I'm getting all my numbers mixed up here. That's never a good sign, is it? Okay, so we've got our next in line now is area code 619. Area code 619, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you so
good.
Much.
How are you doing? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from California.
California. And I didn't get your name again.
Oh, my name is Anne.
Deanne?
Anne.
Okay.
Anna.
Oh,
Anne.
Anna, terrific.
Yeah.
I didn't know what, I couldn't hear very well. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like asking. What do you want to talk about today? And did you want a mini reading or did you want to share your thoughts and ideas?
I would like a mini reading and I would like to see if there's a love coming to my life.
A love. Okay. Let's take a look at that. I love, and I'm just going to shuffle here for a moment. What about love? Well, wow. So, you know, I'm just pulling some angel cards on this question, you know, and usually angel cards are like, you know, oh, you know, your angels are with you, you know, like for some reason, you know, sometimes they can be, you know, like a little bit like just kind of encouraging us to know we have support for, you know, what we want to make happen in our life. But these ones are like really specific today on this love question, which really surprises me, because one, the first thing that comes up is talking about, it's the angel of flow. So it's saying like, you know, just keep like, you know, going with the flow. There's nothing wrong with that. But in the midst of that, you know, don't just pass by, you know, think, you know, people that you may feel like, you know, a click with, or that you feel like kind of a drawn to. All of this is, you know, that's great. You know, the, you know, those two things come up. But then the last two cards are really interesting. We have the angel of happiness saying that, like, okay, you know, we want love to come in and that's going to make us happy, or we're going to be happy either way. But then the last card that really makes me feel like we are talking about, you know, your love life with this is the, I didn't even know this card was in the deck, is the angel of sensuality. So this is like, definitely we're talking about like romance, we're talking about love with this, we're talking about a passionate relationship as well. The thing that's interesting to me is that all of these cards, you know, when I look at just like the numbers attached to them, it's like they kind of go in order here. And, you know, they're all like one, they all reduce down to number one. Like, you know, the angel of sensuality is card number 46, which is 10, which reduces to a 1. The angel of flow is card number 19, which is 10, which reduces to a 1. So I feel like this is something that is, you know, really on the way. The only card that doesn't reduce to a 1 out of these cards is the angel of happiness. And that actually is card number 50, which reduces to a 5. So, you know, I would say this, you know, the reason that kind of stood out to me is like, okay, there's this like 1 to 5 number coming up, and I feel like we're talking like a time frame with this. So, you know, I would be comfortable saying within the next 5 months, but there's an emphasis on like maybe like in being in the flow of things now over the course of the next month is when you may like kind of connect with somebody.
Let me tell you, know, that, Mary, that, there is someone that I know from my past connect with me. But this gentleman is not available as far as I know. And I told him, why do you need to speak to you if you're not available? So
right.
Is there any chance that things will I just don't know. Why.
Right. So why bother me if it's like you can't do anything about it, right? So, okay.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at Mr. Past. And from the past here, just see like what, you know, what comes up on that. Wow. Okay. Ooh. You know, it's interesting. You know, so the first card that comes up is this idea of a spiritual tempest, which is basically talking about like the kind of challenge of this. You know. The other thing too, it's like the difference between like, you know, it's saying that like, okay, you know, there may be like a conflict connected to that he would need, like change would be needed for anything to happen here, but that there is a reason why, you know, he's like, you know, not moving on from this. There's a reason why he's trying to like come back into your life, and that either he needs to, like, you know, make it so that, you know, it's this conflict can be resolved, or he needs to, like, move on, or you need to move on. Because I feel like, you know, this is like, it's like the timing is kind of not right for this. And so if he's not available, maybe he needs to, like, figure out, like, why he's still being so drawn to you when he may be involved with somebody else, because how is that fair to either one of them or even to himself, you know?
I moved on a long time ago, so it's not me. It's just, you know, it's not me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wish so you feel that there will be someone new, because honestly, I would like to have a full partnership with someone who is available, ready. I do not want to wait for anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like that's gonna happen for you. I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like you might consider just, like, you know, like that first card, like the Angel of Flow, like keep it moving, you know. Keep it moving, because, you know, it's, you know, the right relationship is out there for you. But you could definitely be, you know, caught up in this thing with this guy from the past. You know, it's
no,
you,
I'm not,
you know.
I'm not really caught
yeah.
up. I'm telling him yeah. the way things are, and it seems to me like
perfect.
He's even okay to stay friends. Like, he is not
yeah.
bothered that, like, it's not like we're completely, he's okay to stay friends, and I don't think that, based on what you say, that something can come out of this friendship, so.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it, you know, I feel like
mm-hmm.
it's just saying, like, conflict, 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 if we try and make something happen here, you know.
Yeah. So, you think that 5 months, this is the soonest that I can meet someone? Because it's been really, you know, difficult and many obstacles, health-wise.
Yeah.
I have some issues, and I really like to be in a relationship, someone who will,
yeah.
like, will be mutual attraction, and person will be available. So you think that 5 months is
yeah.
a really long time, right?
I think within that time frame, like, I don't, you know, when I say 1 to 5 months, I don't think it's going to take longer than that. I feel like there's more of an emphasis on, like, over the course of the next month is when you might meet this person. And that's the other thing, it's like, I feel like this is meeting somebody new, not hooking up with somebody from the past, you know what I'm saying? So that's like another part
great.
Of it too. Yeah. So, you know, and it's saying, like, you know, just, you know, keep moving along, keep it moving, keep going with the flow of your life. There's some things that, you know, yeah, you know, happened that, you know, created obstacles and stuff, the things that you've experienced in, it seems like, the last year or so, that maybe would have made it even, like, kind of difficult to really, like, be able to focus on a relationship. But I think that now you're ready for it now. And that life is going to start, like, kind of going a bit smoother for you, and it's going to happen, okay?
Yeah, the last 5 months, you know, were kind of difficult because I had an injury.
What?
So you think that so that's why it was an obstacle. I couldn't, to, you know, be fully
yeah.
available to someone new. But you think that things will go smoother from now, right?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. you're going to notice that over the course of the next month, for sure. You know, there's like this nice new energy coming in, and part of that, of things, like, going smoother overall, is a relationship coming in, and a hot one with the Angel of Sensuality coming up here. So, it's not like... you know, it's funny, you know, we go through different phases in life, and sometimes it's like we have a prolonged period of time where everything just feels like, oh, you know, we're going against the current, you know, and it's like life keeps throwing things in our path, and it just feels like it makes everything hard. And I feel like that's turning around for you. Like, now it's like you get kind of a big reprieve from that, and things start flowing for you instead. Okay?
And what is it? Sensuality means in general when the card shows up in the reading.
Oh, well, yeah. So, you know, sensuality. Okay, so that's one where, you know, it's connected to, like, the idea of intimacy and that energy of, you know, feeling like a strong attraction to someone, and them feeling that to you as well, and it being like an affectionate and warm. And, you know, it's like down to earth, too. That's the thing about sensuality, is like it's not about pretense, you know. It's about like the earthiness of it, you know, and just being like, you know, you're a woman and he's a man and it's on, you know, kind of thing. So that to me is like a great component to see come up in the cards when we're asking about, like, is there a love coming in? Because, you know, that could, you know, love shows up in all sorts of ways. And sometimes, you know, we have an attraction, but to have that, like, really strong, you know, and just, you know, also grounded connection to somebody where we really, really enjoy being with them and it's affectionate, that's what that card's about to me.
Okay, I hope things will be moving in a good direction for me. Thank you so much, Mary. I really appreciate this reading and your time and your gift. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. And you know, call back, you know, in a month or so and let us know how's it going, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, what a great note to end the show on today. Had some really terrific calls today. Thank you to everyone who called in with their questions and just sharing your energy with us all. I want to thank everybody who is tuning in the chat room. I appreciate you guys as well. I hope you had fun in there. For some reason, my Kindle stopped working and I couldn't get back to the chat room. I saw, you know, conversations happening, and then it disappeared. But anyways, I thank you all for tuning in to the Mystical Musing Show today, and I will see you next month in the first Saturday of June. And other than that, I will be on next Saturday on the Psychic Talk .net Psychic Saturdays show with my co-host Dax Carlisle. And so that's it. For today, though, thank you all for tuning in. I hope everybody enjoys the rest of their weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.